You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep on moving strong. Walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior.
Like a mastodon, windshield glasses torn from the plastic bombs. Like we was Cleon, Ajax, and Swan, and you'll receive drastic burns from my acid tongue. My goal is to settle beefs and skirmishes until I'm 6 feet deep underneath the firmament. Permanent peacekeeper with the street sweeper. The heat seeker of elite, reaper think for the most. Follow the soldier code, and when I unroll the scroll, I'll expose your soul, and I patrol the road until the roads are closed, and I spit gold and gold till the globe explodes.
It's like a warrior song, like we shall overcome. Concrete beat street with bombs, guns and fun. Dreadlock push block with blood clot cop. We stay stressed, but still chef. Who is left in the face of the ominous? Winch tapes bombing us, a healthcare promise is broke. But if we make motorcycles out of dirt bikes, broke with a car, my car, we went funk for the neighborhood. What I maybe should, could pursue. So up to I do. Get about it, these crimes only begun. Watch me walk into the sun.
Yeah, walk like a warrior. Talk like a warrior. Yeah. The task blow your house down like Hurricane Gloria. Creep down your corridor.
Hello,
your lanes rock the same until the gang got revived. Look deep into my eyes. See the eyes, they never lie. $1 million out the taxes for the thoughts I comprise. Spies go deep to peak. Attack monopoly. Suck them while I walk them. Gotta kick them off my property. Drop a G, I go robotic. I spit it how I live it. Catastrophe, your head's knotted. To live like me, it's so psychotic. Keep the teeth crossed and keep your eyes sighted.
You gotta walk like a warrior. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior. Stomp through the battlefield. Well, keep on moving strong. Walk like a warrior. Stomp through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. Hey, you gotta walk like a warrior.
Yeah,
walk on, walk
yeah.
On.
I got my head to the sky, my feet on the grind. My speech elite, the only means to survive. I don't care about the wind, but I'm born a Zion. On a fast track mission, the plan's aligned. I arrived on time, but I'm out in the climb. I'm not brainwashed, cutty, my rhyme's divine. A lot of y'all look crazy like you lost your mind. So impressed by the shine, we one of a kind. And I walk like a panther, a cheetah or lion. I'm a warrior, inclined and Buddha design. Got a script, I'm a flip full of thankfulness. When you see me, hold your fist and walk like this.
Walk a lot, stalk a lot, chop off a knot, heads on the lot, unorthodox, styles organized, caught motor minds, off of the guard, show your right, show your mind, it's only right, ain't flowing right, focus your not focus right, it's over now, life's going out, go to mind, blowing up your spots, choking ya with a token of, obvious rhyme, no better fine rhyme, competitor, walk.
Fucking up the rap game. I think's my team stronger than the Hulk swing with the vengeance avenging the violator's cult scheme. Two apprentice for real, fast track the pop bay. Shit, they can't shoot the gift like this. Get flipped quicker than Bisquick. Get flipped by your main day trip. Is this the biscuits and eggs, the bacon, Sir Chris? With the OJ that make this part of your complete nutritious breakfast. Come and get it, kid. After this, we gon' throw these words like spears to pierce the black heart beating inside of the beast chest. Come on.
You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield, keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield, keep on moving strong. Walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield, keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the standing heart to the second mark. And the punk police can't fake me a mess. We can have six thumbs sexy. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the barrel, I'm gonna get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. Till my brothers on the block better take black, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, set a roof over whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. Case they can't get us while we burn the other week. Until then, raise up till my young black man plays up like the
This is a father's warning. A promise that if anything ever happens to my son, that if you ever graze his beautiful face with billy club or bullet, confuse taser for pistol and write it up in your report as you label it an accident, I swear I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger that you would have thought that God or Samuel L. Jackson turned psycho. Something needs to change with some of these police officers that have hatred in their holsters, but this poem is not to spark a change. This is a father's warning, letting you know as a black father, I've done everything in my power to make sure that my son does not get shot by you. So I'm asking you to do everything in your power to make sure that you do not shoot him, to serve and protect him. You will not make me like Trayvon Martin's father because I am not that strong of a man. I am weak and reckless. I do not have the time to sit in a courtroom listening to testimony that tests my patience from a prosecutor that normally sends little black boys to prison, hoping that he'll be on our side to get it right. I do not have time to see if you will get it right. You will never convince me that it took an illegal Radio Raheem chokehold to take down my son. Forget that. I am his father. I play wrestle with him all the time, so I know exactly how strong he is. His mother will not yell no, scream why, and if the day ever comes, she comes to me with tears in her eyes, weakness in her lungs, no hope or breath in her wings, asking me, begging me, baby, do something. As God is my witness, I will snap, strike, scream, forget a march, I will fly off the hinges, release the kraken, turn into the same beast that you thought my son was when you pulled the trigger, scratch that, turn into the same beast you were when you pulled the trigger on my son. My son's name will not be used as a chant or a war cry. My son's face will not be used as a mural on the cover of t-shirts. My son will not have me and his mother dressed in all black, holding a picture of him on magazines. My son is not a beast. My son is not a threat. My son will bury me. I will not bury my son. My son. Trey just turned 17. Light enough to be considered a pretty boy, but dark enough to be called a suspect. And I know you're probably asking, do we get this upset when it's a black on black crime? No. Because something seems so disgusting, knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are being used to hire an assassin to put a hit out on my son. I was once told that the only time that you should take a child away from his parents is at birth by the medical staff. And as soon as they're finished with him, they return him back to his parents. So if you see my son at a routine traffic stop or just walking down the street, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to make sure that you're able to return him back to his parents. This is not a poem. This is a father's warning.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Doo-doo. All my The long hands of time has caused my grip to bleed from hanging off of its edge with no man child to bear my name. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you grant me the wisdom needed to groom him as a seasoned player in this game. Not knowing if your eyes are mine, my dreams serve as a cheap Polaroid, revealing only memories of mystery. A discolored and smeared image tainted by the rain. Like, for instance, whenever I would approach, the lightning from the midnight storm would flash through my barred windows, instantly causing your facial features to fade. I pray that you be blessed with all of my gifts and none of my flaws, and I should raise you on a farm, teaching you how to bleed the throat of hogs, immuning you to the sight of blood. Why? Because one day we may be forced to take up arms against those who in the name of their God will sacrifice their children as lambs to the slaughter of the minefield to die like dogs. I'll teach you how to brush your hair at an angle to maintain your ways and always look a man in his eye. And when in a fight, aim for the nose and for the chin, because all bullies are cowards in disguise. Know that all love ain't true love. The heart is the strongest muscle in the body, but can easily be torn. Sometimes love is a lie. Treat a woman the way she treats herself. Just remember that love has no limitations. When you found the rib that God had placed in Eve, just know that my love would never deceive. And through you, my hopes that were once lost can now be retrieved. Always love, Daddy.
I don't mean to be rude. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. Why can I not be accepted or even respected around my own folks, our own nation? But when I say I want to switch genders or change my occupation of social denomination, then they want to say they cool with me. Not saying I ever would do that, but I'm like, man, why do you really want to fool with thee? Why don't people even like each other anymore? Why can, when I say it outside, why when I put my hand, pump it in the air and yell out black pride, why do people get upset when I speak? But when I see something that's mamby-pamby and candy-crushy, then that's the eardrums they want me to peek, but I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of all of these years and all of these tears that I have shed. So many different problems and situations that were going in my head. People trying to shut me up and cut me up like banana nut bread. And now I'm like, man, should I be one of those another statistics that's laying flat on the concrete, victim of massive amounts of bloodshed? But I say, why get mad with my black pride? I ain't got to be a Black Panther to be full of black pride. I understand my ancestors, that's why I'm full of black pride. And you talk about all of these different things about how can you say that you are God or even a king. I said that God even said it best. He said we were made in his image. So I had to get up on this track and field. I mean, I got ready for this football scrimmage. So when he told me that I was a son of a king, I knew that I'd be in it. So my mind had to reverse all of the psychological damage it had. And it had to freeze spin it. I'm a king. But not because I want to be the king of all crowns or crowns of all kings. It's just that I know he's the master and ruler and controller of all things, but he gave me these abilities. He gave me the way to speak, and the way that I speak at times makes knees type of weak, but he showed me how to be proud of me. He showed me that every time that I look at the mirror again and again, even though my mind and heart sometimes is draped up in sin, he said, look at the sun and get energized by the melanin, and he said, you're still one of mine. You're still one of mine, my kin. So I said, black pride. Black pride, black power, whatever you want to call it, red, black, and green, whatever you want to call it. I would say it when I'm drinking this water until I'm staggering back like an alcoholic, I got black pride. So since I'm pro-black, you call me racist. Well, I guess I could flip the whole stage and start changing faces, because when you're racist, you call it justice. ain't racist against none of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with me, but since all of us are still same black people, I don't understand why people don't want to fool with me, see. I love when truth starts to envelop somebody's mind and soul, and it changes the direction of how they used to roll. But you looking at me funny because now I spit bold, now that I talk cold, now that I'm like, whoa, now that my beard is ready and salt and pepperish and ready to grow, people look at me funny, but I don't even know. I'm just full of black pride. Why aren't you, my brothers and sisters, in EAT? Matrix Black.
Rest in power, Charles Beast King Wilson.
As black lives become matter, because the lessons learned from politics is fuck the law, not made for us anyway. Organized mindsets and movements of the darkest, with unity coming out of the haze, is how we'll fix what needs to be fixed when the blood of so many negatives into the mix of our environment as we live trying to find balance in the matrix from within. While they pursue us like Mr. Anderson, knowing we all can't be the ones doing the things from what we experience and forced to overcome. As blood and bones and ashes fertilize the land, everybody should overstand. With so many strong-minded in this community, it should be easy to come up with a better plan. Learning from our ancestors, singing in code like Negro spirituals, thinking of Black Lives Matter as a whole before things get more critical. First, looting will change the way of life. Not thinking about those actions, what we would sacrifice, some of our necessities for those people of our community with handicaps and limited capabilities. As the impact of drastic change can spread far and wide now, anger can be blinding, but let it give vision to black pride. As I'm reminded, defense doesn't mean we have to attack, but you do have the right to protect yourself. While doing so, watch each other's back if you're in a position to defend yourself and forced to react. As we create bonds with unspoken pacts, planned with references being our ancestors, as we blaze trails that leave tracks that light the way like railroads, no longer underground, now the pulse of passion behind what we need keeps us moving forward as our hearts pound. Not now, but right now. Black and proud shall always have a beautiful sound. Speak it out loud. Let it be heard and seen. And make sure that everything we do has a meaning. And peace. Bye, Shell.
Little Gary's Crusade. It's been hard because shit makes bad lemonade. People hating on me because I'm balling while I'm at their masquerade. I will forever be needing a queen, even more than a concert Live Aid. So far, I've learned that most girls care about me as much as a house gets in a raid. I was 19 years old with 3 kids, so my dreams moved out to the town of Delayed. No money for gas, so I guess y'all can say that all my kids were homemade. And not one single broke second of it I would ever trade. Because I call them my heroes because I'm the one who they save. And I'll do anything for them because my girl's hair looks so much prettier in braids. And I'll never forget that summer me and my son built a 1,000-game two-player arcade. But since they moved out, my dreams are back. And I'm writing, going for broke. I'm trying to get paid. Shit, I want to blow up so big that I have to change my name to Grenade. I want to be so cool that I'm the only man that's followed by shade. I want Donald Trump to call me a spade. I want to get my own float in the Macy's parade. I want to shine so bright that even Ray Charles can play me in a game of charades. But to be honest, I'm the kind of guy, if the purge was real, my haters should be so afraid. Crazy little Gary in the yard sharpening all of my blades, with my mind on the list of people that's called all the ones that betrayed. But I guess I just got to wait to the end so I can look back and give my life a fair grade. But I hope it's going to be a long one for this epic adventure that I call Little Gary's Crusade Endpoint.
It's just another lynching, but this time they saved the rope. Caught a few haymakers before bitching up with bullets. We have no privilege of rage, nor audacity of hope. That dare that I don't dare dare, that damn dare there. I better fix my fucking face because I bet not dare go there. How many ways will I can't breathe be memed into reality of a long, deep sleep that I need to take? And since I'll probably die before I wake, I pray this poetry my soul to take. Easter Island stoic face barely left humanic trace. Nary a hair found out of place. No response or reaction to questions. Though closing one's eyes does not make one invisible, seems to me these stars and stripes are fireworks and 4th of July confetti in the wind, so disconnected and so easily divisible, so completely held together by spin. They said we cannot win again. Death came a knock, and because they don't observe social distance and breath, hell a knock, and eating words side of the neck spoken, morality meter hella broken, the whodunit antics of meme and message sent. Who could have done this is how important time is spent. The path forward is that way, but go on and be curious if you want to. The flip side of the coin you roll with is wobbling wide with you still in its spin. Left to ride the clown car your nemesis rode in, found to be the sacrificial token, spitting the verses of your master, calling him your minister, calling him your pastor, or call him woke. You have leveraged your true message for what you heard, or what with your herd is mooing these days. You're actually uncomfortable outside your cage. There is no room for your real self, which equates to accountability. As long as you blame them, you will never be free. Don't let that be. If they have their way, we will turn our focus away from the end, with no play for tomorrow, nor belief in better days. No forest beyond the trees, no resolution to days like these. But they don't know like we know. Sankofa seeds long planted will once again grow. Oh, our time is surely coming. That fact is inevitable. We will lose much and many, still uprising, evoking. Though this path hurts and is regrettable, the losing of souls to the face-to-face with those who would see them lost. No way to do it but go through it, that or remain caged. No part of me didn't see it coming, and now the whole planet needs to be. But we know our light is stronger. We need to meditate through it a while longer. We're not quite there yet. That attitude of gratitude we're supposed to get, act real glad. Our jobs find us essential and want our allegiance ironclad. We're long stroking the economy, you see. No real right to be mad. The privilege of rage, you see, is not ours to be had. Well, so they say.
My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I dismissed you for some superficial who's who? Hope you don't mind if I join you in a little parley of words. There seemed to be some confusion on my part, probably during the discussion of art. This is where the saxophone starts to play a little John Coltrane. So here I am at this equinox, understanding while my lady sleeps. There's nothing others have that I have not. Validation means no validity to me. I've written in 88 keys. I spit live to a total stranger today, 'cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I kissed some upside down heart lips? Heartless to my own beat. Don't ask me to repeat that line. I'm coming to terms with being one of a kind. The sound delights no sound bites, but it don't sound right coming from me. So I'm scatting like Ella in an upright bass frame of mind, whisking the snare drum in syncopated time. I was on that stage, at that stage, a certain style was all the rage. I played from sheet music I couldn't use. My style was a ruse. It wasn't spiritual. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. No longer will I do cover songs. I'll take those natural reactions from the main attractions. Giving fractions of oneself never helps the sound. If I may be profound for a minute, I love the hurt and I'm not about to thin it. I'm about to spin it again. Style, where have you been? As I scroll up and down the scale and piano solo, my style begins to show. My cadence slows. My voice gets low. Early morning baritone. Early morning testosterone and the balance of the equinox shows. I spit live to a total stranger today, 'cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play.
A single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. Passionate kisses send the wind whistling through the gap. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumb. And so it begins. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. Passionate kisses that send the wind whistling through the gap. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. Yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign, a single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue. I call this poem Push and Pull. In peace.
Ain't no more saying that money you make can leave you.
Uprising Radio.
Bars. showing every nook and cranny of my personality so you can choose to love me. No need for curiosity about who I be, soul-changing pigment. Each persona represents another color. Different shades of my environment might create new blues and skies of views limited by what could be envisioned. Just listen. My oranges reflected over horizon wake up my earth tones that have kept me grounded till the steps that I take to walk next to you sounded corny as my humble, mellow composure of yellow dance around you like the sun only shines in you just to capture the things that cause you to smile that I want to be all mine. Let me tie this crimson ribbon around you to remind you of my passion so I'll always cross your mind and reminisce to the feeling of love. I'm not so green as the fear that children play, and that the joy of just relaxing, basking within what can spring forward through time as we start traveling. Are you ready to experience the rest of the prism? Me and you blending the kaleidoscope of everything that could happen. Five, and two.
Good evening. Hello.
Birds flying high in the field, sun in the sky, you know.
forget from sundown to sunset. No. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. Grab a hold on you. Grab a hold on you.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Like prolonged blinks of eyes side by side each other, I envision us sleeping together, though we cannot see each other. Your thoughts on my mind intoxicating, no labels. Though I shouldn't operate machinery, my thoughts still construct visuals where mental intimacy takes place. Mental architecture rises above concrete thoughts, sheets hug as if they were souls on city blocks shifting. My visual navigates closer to you, focused on your sexy frame as you cruise through my fantasies. Sex drive revved up, the rest of the world out of sight, out of mind. I can't see myself going into work today as I oversleep to spend the rest of the morning with you.
You know, like the floor work of gymnastics and doing the figure eight, pole vaulting, with the breaststroke. And muff diving. Now that one, you have to qualify. It's a special treat. Because if you know what to eat, the love juice is sweet. She came into my world, ready to compete. Like any good workout, you should loosen up first. So I massaged her body from head to toe while listening to the smooth sounds from the CD that was purposefully put on repeat. Then after the honey dust, we were already on the mark, moving to ready, set, go. I was telling that little man how good she was with the mic when she looked at me and said, "Come here." Now, it might have been the pregame show, but I took it to mean it was time for a rim shot. She was past set. She wanted to go, go, go. I said, "Take it easy, baby. I'm not the kind of lover that runs for the covers. So you can have more fun while I'm asleep. Besides, there's too many sensations you're missing out on while trying to hurry and get to that which is coming anyway. Just like a bar of soap. Some of them look good, some even smell good, but you really don't know what you have until you work with it and it starts to lather. When you get the lather really going good, it can get very slippery. You can set it in a soap dish and go put on a fresh CD. Come back, and it's still lathering. And just like surfing, when you feel the wave coming, it's when you ride on the wave as it's coming in to get the true. This was not for the trophy case. This was for the instant replay.
Here's my death flower, blow your top on a smither. Reams the fiends, catch catching up the rhyme river deeper than the meditations of a Hindu worshiper. Unorthodox hip hop minister, villain seven, yet cheater, my thoughts swifter. You lose your balance when the sound hits you. From check for the fifth, militia, a poet's under pressure, stressing that you get the picture, even if it means you gotta hang over the canister. I pull a microphone on any pistol brandisher and take advantage of you because you amateur. Style gunning down your sound man and manager. What? This how we do it in the year for 9 minutes with this deliberate attack on pointless rap shit. Breaking MCs down to fraction. Second quadrun, it's time to go to war. We fall react.
The gun chant tone of the desperado. R double O C S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leaving over my soul. And that's the big shit, got you to go. Ayo, it's the gun chant tone of the desperado. R double O C S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, leaving over my soul. That's all the war shit, got you to go. Big shit, got to go. The Emperor, the universe explorer. Treat him like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, leaving these niggas open like the box of Pandora. With styles that's newer than the world order, approximately 3/4 of all of water. I shake the torture, then orchestrate the torture with roots and culture. The pilgrimage to the line of scrimmage up against your image. But life is a heist, and the strong get a percentage. It still is a war, and within it, I'm the lieutenant that surrounds it like a peninsula. Let us snap the pennant, your fold like Japan, Tucson's and fans. While I design a plan to make a rapper step like a pedestrian, I crush a mountain and the grains of sand. Your pain stains the hand and held the mic inserted to the stand. The desperado that refused to follow. The fifth aficionado wake you up into parts like vibrato. I'm bottom like the dark of the night. Niggas is sweet and sound silly when they talk on the mic. They use the simple back and forth the same old rhythm that's plain. I rap for ultra magnetize your brain. It's the hip hop purist that leads you lost like a tourist inside the chorus. Niggas is bringing up the forest as we breaking them down to fraction. Say your squads run. It's time to go to war. We far beyond. The gun chant tone of the desperado. All double O T S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And that's the big shit, got to go. Yo, it's the gun chant tone of the desperado. All double O T S check the flow. If you don't like, I know, then you know the motto. And all the poor shit, got to go. Yo,
got to go. My alarm went off, as usual, at 4:45 a.m. I have a job that I don't have to log into today. I have a morning to wake up early to. There is a sunrise happening with violet streaks of personal promise in my mind's heart's eyes. I see you out there, world. When I can return to you, corona cleared and you to me the same, I would pull you into a far too long overdue deep embrace that we should hold on to other for dear life, having now learned just how truly dear we each are to life. Oh, dear life, if you would still have me, I will cherish each and every remaining moment of it in honor of those who breathed the last taste of it alone, yet dearly loved, in a war still waging itself around them. Happy Memorial Day to those who volunteer to fight an unseen enemy, and today's armies fighting for us all right now, those enemies seen, unseen. That concludes No Host Bars, hosted by Uprising Radio, the Queendom Network, and Sylvia Blaylock. Good night.
Forgiveness, yeah. We gonna deal with the F word today, y'all. I seek to forgive even when I can't forget.
forgive myself when I'm still pissed and ain't there yet. At the onset of being upset, when I have to press reset, rewind to get myself aligned and open up my mind. Why going inside within? Sometimes we got the dig so deep, my friend, and transcend resistance, all of them urges to pretend. Swimming waters of forgiveness can tie the loose ends and add a teaspoon of sweetness to the bitter end. Besides, who needs it? Red, we all bleed it. Human to human, forgiveness the ingredient. I choose to stop feeling anger, letting go of blame. I have mercy on others and give myself the same. I am forgiveness.
Yes, forgiveness. Most of us have heard that when we forgive, we're really doing it for us, for ourselves. And it's not about the other person, and it makes it seem like it's going to be easier because we're focusing on ourselves, but when you think about the disappointment, the betrayal, the hurt, if the hurt is fresh or if there are deep wounds, forgiveness might take a little work,
right?
But forgiveness is important, and it's not about reconciliation or having lunch with the other person. It doesn't mean this person shouldn't be held accountable. No, forgiving is all about you. So you don't need the other person. They may have already crossed over, or if they're alive, they may not be in the same physical space as you. But they don't have to be. You can forgive. It all starts with the choice. So keep it 100. Be honest with yourself. Are you ready and do you want to forgive? Okay. So if you are, let's get to work because I've got some forgiveness exercises. The exercises, they help you slowly empty out the baggage so you can travel lighter. One, listen. Make a list of all the people living in your mind and on your heart whom you say have, who you might have resentment toward or might be a little upset with or offended by. Ask yourself, if you saw this person, could you give them a sincere smile? One of my mentors called this taking inventory. Two, the second exercise is cleansing. Sit still and breathe for a few minutes and think about what you would want to say to the person you need to forgive. Then write a cleansing letter like your life depended on it. Just pour it out. You can tear it up or burn it after you're done. If you want to give it to someone, let it sit a day or two. Then go back and extract the unnecessary emotion or have a friend read it for you. Often, though, just getting it out is enough. Now, three, releasing. It's about physical release. Do something physical. Dance to drums. Go to boxing class. Power walk or run.
Woo.
Do the stairs. Yes. And do affirmations while you're doing them. I release you. I forgive you. I let go of the anger.
Yeah.
And remember the forgiveness exercises. One, listening. Two, cleansing. Three, releasing. Exercise your forgiveness muscle.
Forgiving myself.
Shoot, that is something else. On some complete other, some think it doesn't matter when it does. It can stop all the mental chatter when thoughts are getting scattered, when the heart is feeling tattered and torn, and we feel like damaged goods, emotionally worn out, no doubt. Sometimes we are devout to the pain, attached like glue to the shame, sitting in the fire of the past, fanning on the flame. Many situations that are harder than the others. Hurt lovers, wounded mothers, plenty guilty brothers, and friends who have failed, who passed go and put themselves in jail mentally. We all deserve to be free. I am forgiveness.
Yep. That's one F word we need to be using all the time. Yeah.
I am
forgiveness, y'all. I am forgiveness, y'all. I am forgiveness, y'all. I am forgiveness, y'all. I am forgiveness, y'all. I am.
Good.